The Broncos have made their way from Denver to the desert for tonight's preseason finale against the Cardinals. Jobs are on the line as competition heats up at several positions. At quarterback, the questions have dried up as Trevor Siemian has earned the spot, but Paxton Lynch will lead the way tonight. Plus, we check in with Cody Latimer's barber as he gets a fresh look. All that and more coming up as the BTV Live pregame show starts right now. Hello, and thank you for joining us for the BTV Live pregame show. I'm Phil Milani with Matt Boyer and Andrew Mason here field level at the University of Phoenix Stadium, where the Broncos will take on the Cardinals to wrap up the preseason. And behind us, you can see several Broncos starters warming up or actually just getting in a workout because they will not be playing tonight. And that includes quarterback Trevor Siemian, who Mace earned the right, as head coach Gary Kubiak put it, to be named the Broncos starter this week.
Yeah, earned the right because he was the steadiest quarterback of the three that were competing for the job this summer, had the fewest mistakes, not just talking about gameplay, but also what they did in practice, and really stepped up as a leader in the huddle. One thing you heard a lot about from teammates talking about him is the kind of command and poise that he had out there. CJ Anderson talked last week about how after Trevor had the interception in the second quarter, he came back out, they really got everyone on the right page, and next thing you know, they're driving down the field to a touchdown on a 67-yard drive. So Siemian showed what they wanted to see, and he's going to lead the Broncos in week one.
And Kubiak said this was really about the entire body of work, right? Not experience, nothing like that, but starting way back in the offseason program.
Yeah, I think that he's shown that he's the guy. Mace mentioned it. Earning the job is what Coach Gary Kubiak had mentioned last week. 10 of 17, 122 yards, one pick and one touchdown. But I thought the way he responded after that pickoff, leading a great touchdown drive, was the key for Gary Kubiak in naming Trevor Siemian the starter. And as Phil just mentioned, yes, it has been a couple of great games for Trevor, but this naming of a starter has been a long time coming for Trevor Siemian.
I knew I was going to have to make a tough decision one way or the other, you know, when we got going with our situation. So, but I feel strong about it from what I've seen. You know, I understand all the things about being young. I understand all that stuff, but I'm going to go back. I believe in this team, and this is a long, hard season in the National Football League. It is the old saying, it's a marathon, not a sprint. And I believe in this kid and what he can do for our football team, and I believe in what our team can do for him.
You know, I just try to stay within myself, you know, be myself day in and day out, be the best teammate I could be, and learn as much as I could. I think I'm really, really fortunate in the sense I got a chance to get some pretty good coaching while I'm here. So I just try to take as much coaching the whole way through and take it day by day.
A lot was made earlier this week, guys, about Trevor Siemian having a post-football job lined up when he was coming out in the draft. And, you know, that's what you want in a quarterback. You want a guy who not only plans ahead, but also, you know, feels the freedom to just go out there, lay it on the line, because he knows where he could be right now.
Yeah, most definitely. And the other thing that a lot of the guys like about Trevor Siemian is his poise, his maturity, and he really knows this playbook, having been in it for 1 year last year.
Yeah, and because he knows the playbook and because he has that familiarity with it, he's able to focus on the other aspects of his game. He's not sitting there thinking about, okay, what's the play call? How do I relay that? That just comes naturally to him. And, of course, he's a naturally smart guy as well. So the other aspects of being a quarterback, is able to focus on that, get the ball downfield, get the ball out in time. It's the complete package. We'll see how he handles week one with all the pressure that Carolina's going to throw at him.
It makes you think that the team is just sort of happy that this decision is over now?
I think so. I mean, it was the only thing that a lot of us pundits were talking about. Okay, maybe not the only thing, but it was the primary topic. It was a shadow. It was the looming shadow over everything the Broncos did. Now it's settled. You know he's going to start week one, and there's going to be some stories and chatter about it, how, okay, he's replacing Peyton Manning. He's a former seventh-round pick last year and all that. But everyone can focus on the game planning, and they can focus on working with one quarterback in practice when the first teamers are out there, not rotating between him and Mark Sanchez, as was the case during training camp.
And I think that his teammates, they really have a lot of praise for Trevor Siemian. Kubiak even said there was a round of applause in the meeting room when he was announced as a starter. And Emmanuel Sanders even compared Siemian to one of the greatest quarterbacks in the league right now.
I think that his calm demeanor, he's very poised. Even when he comes into the huddle, he's always the same guy. I remember when he first came in, I said, man, you remind me of a lot of, you know, Aaron Rodgers in the way that he goes about his business and always having fun, and even the way that he slings a football around. He's kind of that backyard football kind of guy. But yeah, he's still loose. And, you know, I know everyone in the huddle enjoys, you know, when he comes off in there, because he's always cool, calm, and collected.
When you look at quarterbacks, you always think about are they great decision makers under pressure? And he's one of those guys where in practice when we're coming, we're blitzing, he always makes the right decisions. And what kind of poise do they have in the pocket, that awareness? I mean, being a pass rusher, you always once you go against quarterbacks, it's not about how fast they run. It's being aware of where the guys are, where they're rushing at, being elusive. Those are the guys that, you know, string those plays out and make those big plays, and he's able to do that.
Sanders and DeMarcus Ware, they're having some nice words to say about their teammate. And the Broncos have gotten a head start on getting ready for the Panthers, just 7 days away. And that's because Paxton Lynch is expected to take all of the snaps here tonight.
Yeah, and it's a really important step for him, I think, to play an entire game from start to finish, lead the team out onto the field, you know, go into halftime, make the necessary adjustments, go out there in the second half and apply those adjustments to the field, and, you know, kind of step in the huddle and know that he's going to be leading the team from start to finish over the course of the entire game. One thing we've seen from Paxton Lynch in a couple of his appearances so far, a little bit of a slow start, but then really got comfortable, got into the rhythm of things, adjusted to the tempo. So maybe we'll see if he has a quicker start tonight, but certainly he's going to have a chance to really have that long run and really get settled in. I think that'll help him.
Mace, as you mentioned, every time the coaches have given Paxton more of an opportunity or more of a bigger workload, he has responded in full. NFL.com even ranking him among the top rookie quarterbacks this NFL preseason. So it's no surprise that Paxton Lynch feels very, very comfortable with a heavy workload here tonight.
There's been like times where I'm saying, boy, this is really coming real fast, and all of a sudden he'll remind me 2 days later, no, I'm not yet, you know. So it's been really, really good. There's been steps at time where he takes a step back and we got to catch back up, you know. So but hopefully we continue to work.
You know, I'm taking it, you know, however they, you know, they give it to me. So you know, they're giving me all the information, you know, they're not holding back. So, you know, I'm taking it, I'm absorbing it, you know, day in and day out, and, you know, doing the best I can. And, you know, the fact that I get all these reps in this game possibly, I think is a big help for me and can only benefit me.
Against the LA Rams, Lynch's performance doesn't jump off the page. However, a stat that does jump off the page, no sacks and no turnovers. That's the first time it happened for him in the preseason last week. So a step in the right direction, especially for a guy like Gary Kubiak, who appreciates protection of the football.
Yeah, most definitely. And Paxton has come a long way this preseason. Head coach Gary Kubiak talking about how he's more comfortable under center, but the problem actually might be in shotgun.
Yeah, interesting. It's something you don't really see with a lot of quarterbacks, but when you're talking about Paxton Lynch, he's 6'7". He's got a very long stride. And that's what Kubiak mentioned this week, that because he has such a long stride and he's so tall, when he drops back in the shotgun, he tends to go too far back, which opens him up to the edge rushers coming at him. So he's got to learn to compact that stride a little bit, maybe take one fewer step before he gets set. It's something he said he's working on. I think it's just something he's going to adjust to, something that I think he's going to easily adjust to it in time, but a very unusual problem, not one you talk about with most quarterbacks.
Yeah, that's just something that the finer details of the game here that all great quarterbacks really right. Have to pay attention to. Well, we're just getting started here on the BTV Live pregame show, getting closer to kickoff. And when we come back, wide receiver Cody Latimer takes us to the Buzz Barbershop in Aurora, where he gets a haircut before every game, but he won't just let anyone touch his hair.